This is The Guardian.
Before we start, just a warning. This episode contains allegations of sexual abuse and other issues that listeners might find troubling. Please listen with care. I'm Gabrielle Jackson, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is The Full Story. More than 3 years ago, then Liberal Party staffer Brittany Higgins made an explosive allegation, claiming she'd been raped 2 years earlier on a minister's couch in Parliament House. The claim was made in an interview which aired on Network 10's The Project and also in a print article in news.com.au. The media outlets didn't name the alleged rapist, but Bruce Lemon later claimed he was identifiable. Lemon has always maintained his innocence and at his criminal trial in 2022 pleaded not guilty to one charge of sexual intercourse without consent and denied that any sexual activity had occurred. After his criminal trial was aborted in December 2022, prosecutors dropped charges against Lemon for the alleged rape of Higgins, saying a retrial would pose an unacceptable risk to Higgins' health. Lemon then pursued 10 and its star host Lisa Wilkinson in the civil courts, resulting in the high-profile defamation trial, which has dominated headlines for the past year. And this week, the much-anticipated judgment in this long-running trial was supposed to be handed down. But at the 11th hour, news broke.
A momentary win tonight for lawyers for Network 10. The case will be reopened.
And after a last-minute hearing, new evidence was allowed to be heard before the court.
A former Channel 7 producer has flown back into Sydney, where he is about to become the new star witness in the reopened Bruce Lemon defamation case against Channel 10.
This evidence was from a former Channel 7 producer, Taylor Auerbach, who was described in the federal court as dancing in the sunlight for 2 weeks.
Back in the country and landing straight into the spotlight amid disputed claims over Bruce Lemon's exclusive interview with Channel 7.
On Thursday and Friday, he took the stand.
He submitted four receipts totaling thousands, part of a more than $10,000 spend at a Thai massage establishment.
Today, the explosive new evidence heard in this defamation trial, which casts a new light on the Australian media. It's Saturday, the 6th of April.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How long have you been reporting on the media, Amanda?
24 years.
This week, the federal court heard claims of cocaine, sex workers, massages, $360 steak being bought for a potential interviewee. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this in my journalism career, Amanda, but is this normal practice in television journalism?
I think television is a bit more of the Wild West compared to print and certainly compared to The Guardian. But I would say this is rogue behaviour that Seven has allegedly been engaged in and isn't widespread.
And they have denied these claims.
They have, yes.
This is a defamation case brought by Bruce Lemon against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. But now all the focus is suddenly on Channel 7. Can you take us through how we got here, Amanda?
We were all waiting for the judgment to be handed down on Thursday, so it all would have been over by now. But on Easter Sunday, the 10 Network made an urgent application for an interlocutory hearing, which was granted for Tuesday. Justice Lee heard their application. They said that there was fresh evidence which they believed went to Lerman's character and also might affect the quantum of damages. And so he allowed the hearing, which we've had now for 2 days.
So on Thursday and Friday, Taylor Auerbach was cross-examined on his evidence. What is he essentially alleging?
Well, I don't really know where to start with that, but there was sensational allegation after sensational allegation. But the one that really got my interest was when he just casually said that he was wining and dining Bruce Lerman at a restaurant in the city and that Lerman bought a packet of cocaine, and when they retired to a hotel in the city to further discuss a spotlight interview, that Lerman put the cocaine on a plate and then started Googling how to get sex workers over to the hotel. He said on another occasion that he ordered Thai masseuse to come over to his apartment in Elizabeth Bay for Mr. Lerman. Auerbach says that he put $10,000 on the Seven credit card for these Thai massages, and that on another occasion, Lerman paid for the drugs and the sex workers out of his own pocket, but was reimbursed later.
In addition to his testimony, there was also a big document dump on the federal court website, which gave us a bit more insight into the nights Auerbach and Lerman spent together. What do we find out from that?
Yeah, as part of those documents, there were some text messages between Steve Jackson, who was Auerbach's fellow producer and boss at Spotlight, and he had been out on a night out with Lerman, and he texted, "He's on the warpath again. This is fucked." And Jackson asked, "Warpath?" To which Auerbach replied, "Let's just say it was no anomaly." And then, "Oh my God, I've got the greatest yarns ever."
And Auerbach also claims that he was so ashamed after that night out that he tried to resign from his position at Channel 7, but that his resignation wasn't accepted.
Yeah, this was pretty confusing evidence because he said in his email to 7, which they have, that he was resigning because he engaged in behaviour that was nothing to do with work. But then he turned up in the witness box. He claimed that the night did have everything to do with work because he was trying to wine and dine, as it were, Lerman, to get him across the line for an exclusive interview. So he actually returned to the witness box on Friday and he restated that the night with Lerman had everything to do with work and that they didn't accept his resignation and he stayed.
So, Amanda, has Bruce Lerman been able to respond to these claims?
Lerman himself hasn't returned to give evidence, but his barrister, Matthew Richardson, has denied that there were any payments to Lerman for cocaine or sex workers. And he said it just didn't happen.
Auerbach also told the court that he and Bruce Lerman's media advisor discussed how much Lerman may expect to be paid for this interview. What happened in that exchange?
Well, that was interesting. That happened on Friday, and we already knew that Seven had paid $104,000 towards Lerman's rent, but a figure of $200,000 was raised on Friday when Auerbach said that he had a discussion with Lerman's media advisor in a Canberra cafe, which they discussed how much he would expect to be paid. The media advisor allegedly told Auerbach that he had a friend who had received $150,000 for an exclusive television interview, so they would start with that and they might get as much as $200,000.
Auerbach also gave testimony that Lerman gave the Spotlight program more than just an interview. What did he mean by that?
Auerbach insists that Lerman gave Seven documents which he obtained during his criminal trial. In the witness box before, Lerman has said that he didn't give Seven anything except an interview. So all the cross-examination has been around whether he did give any documents that were actually confidential documents.
Amanda, the Spotlight interview did include confidential documents that were obtained during the criminal trial, didn't it?
Yeah. They had audio of a discussion between the project and Brittany Higgins and David Shiraz. They also had security video from Parliament House on the night of the alleged rape. And Auerbach alleges that they also were in possession of other documents from the criminal trial, which they didn't end up using.
And has Seven ever said how they got all that confidential
information? No, Seven has relied on the protection of sources and has said that they have nothing to produce and that they always protect their sources.
And Lerman has denied that he was the one who gave it to them.
And Lerman has denied that he gave them anything except an interview.
So how does Auerbach say he got these documents?
Auerbach has said that Lerman handed over confidential documents to Mark Llewellyn, who is the executive producer of Spotlight. He alleges that he went with his boss, his former boss, Mark Llewellyn, into the Channel 7 offices in Sydney and used his staff pass to log on to the photocopier so that Lerman could photocopy hundreds of pages of documents. Auerbach also claims that Lerman gave him private text messages, which he got access to during the criminal trial. They were between Brittany Higgins and her former boyfriend. He says that he gave him the text messages while they were together on a golfing trip in Tasmania.
Okay, and how did Lerman's legal team respond to these allegations?
Lerman's legal team has rejected all of these allegations, and with the photocopying suggestion, there is no evidence that we've seen that the photocopying took place. So they're really just taking Taylor's word for it.
And you touched on Channel 7's response earlier, but let's talk a little bit about how Channel 7 has responded to these claims. What have they said?
Seven responded very quickly to the claims on Thursday. In fact, they put out a statement to the media while the court was still sitting, which is quite unusual. They said, "We did not reimburse Bruce Lerman for expenditure that has allegedly been used to pay for illegal drugs and prostitutes, and we've never done so." They also said that at no point did they ask anyone to destroy any evidence.
There's been a lot of focus on the more salacious details of Auerbach's claims, which I think is kind of understandable. Mm. But I think we need to talk about what it actually means for Bruce Lerman's defamation case against Channel 10. Why is this so important?
Yes, and this was something that Justice Lee had to consider before he allowed the new evidence. Was it going to make any difference to his judgment? Was it even relevant? Mm. He was satisfied that he did need to hear the new evidence, even though it had nothing to do directly in relation to the rape allegation. But if proven that Lerman leaked confidential documents in breach of an implied undertaking not to, the evidence could go both to Lerman's credibility and raise questions as to whether he abused the court process. If that's the case, it will affect the quantum of any damages he might be awarded if his claim is successful.
We'll be back after this.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think we've all heard of checkbook journalism, Amanda. It's not anything new. But what does this story tell us about how it's practiced in the television media, at least today?
Well, nobody wants to admit that they pay for stories, but it's well known that the big TV shows that have the money do pay. But they sometimes try to hide the payment by either sending the person on an overseas trip or by paying their rent, like they did with Bruce Lerman, or by putting it through a trust fund. or by paying for children's school fees. Seven told us that they didn't pay. All they did was assist with accommodation during filming. But that turned into 12 months' rent.
For $100,000.
Yeah, which is hardly during filming.
And now all these new costs have been raised, you know, $10,000 on one night, but Channel 7 has categorically denied that those costs were ever paid.
They have. They've denied that they paid anything else apart from the rent.
And I think it's probably worth us saying that The Guardian would never do anything like this, Amanda.
And you should say that most newspapers don't pay for stories. I've never heard of that in Australia, but it really is something specific to television.
So we were expecting a judgment this week. That's clear that's not going to happen. Justice Lee said on Thursday that he's still expected to hand down a decision next week. Is that likely to happen? Do we know any more at this stage?
He did indicate he would hope it to be next week. He's a very hardworking judge and he's very efficient as well, and he does want to get this out of the way. So he said he would hear evidence on Thursday and Friday and then spend the weekend revisiting his judgment and then hopefully deliver it next week.
Well, something tells me I'm going to be speaking to you again very soon, Amanda.
Indeed.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Camilla Hannan. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Thanks for listening.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.